This is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. For the first time, state officials have pulled the licenses from some police officers found to have been untruthful on the job. CPR's Allison Sherry reports today's action is the result of a new state law.
Most of the officers had already been fired, but this move will keep them from going to work for any other Colorado law enforcement agency. Before the new law, the Police Officer Standards and Training Board could only revoke officer certification if they were found guilty of a crime. It's one of the several laws passed by state lawmakers in recent years that attempt to hold police officers more accountable. Attorney General Phil Weiser.
I should note this is historic in that we've not had prior decertifications for untruthfulness.
The six decertified officers were from all over the state, including Arapahoe County and the towns of Lone Tree and Delta. None of them showed up to defend themselves in front of the state board. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The FDA is expected to grant emergency use authorization of the Pfizer vaccine as early as today. It will be given in two doses spread out over a few weeks. The first on the list are healthcare workers and nursing home residents, but Governor Jared Polis had this warning.
Some of your elderly relatives in nursing homes might be getting the vaccine around Christmas, but here's the important thing to remember, they are not immune right when they get that first dose.
In fact, immunity doesn't come until several days after that second dose. You're listening to CPR News.